Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
Well, we had 1 year we didn't have a show at all. And fortunately, the folks in Eau Claire hung in with us for that extra year. That was quite a challenge. We had a good show, and you know, they really helped us get the momentum back. So, and this group here has been, they've been around the horn once before, a number of them. They did the show when it was Clark County once before. So they've been a good group to work with, too. And, you know, there's no doubt, you know, with Claire being a kind of a neighboring county, there's a little competition with trying to, you know, they saw what they did last year, and so they're really a lot of pride here in trying to do a great show. So it's back on a dairy farm, which Dennis, the host farm, is really, really enthusiastic about being a hands-on event. And so so this has been a great group to work with. I've learned a lot here. I'm still learning.
Right.
Of course. And I'm sure that goes on forever. So.
Yeah, talk to people, Arnie, about what it's like to have this scope of a show outdoors. There are so many things that are not in your control and so many things that have to be created. Give them a little sense on why this is unique to a lot of their community festivals.
Well, you know, this is the only show that travels around the state in the country at this time. All the other shows have fixed sites. So every time we go to a new county, it's a new hay field that the show is located in. So the whole road and traffic issues are unique in every case. Access, motel capacity, all those things are new. So some of those things, you know, there's no perfect site, so you have to adjust and adapt in every case. So that's always an experience. You know, every year, I think the other thing that's really interesting is I look back at the history of Farm Tech Days, too, is every year the farm economy is a bit different. You go from low prices to high prices in terms of crop prices and commodity prices. And so there's always unique challenges in that regard. The last couple of years, just having equipment here at the show has been a challenge with the supply chain issues, and that's ongoing. The ability for us to have equipment to, you know, do the work on the grounds, and then for vendors to have equipment
right
to display at the show has been a challenge. And the other thing that you wouldn't expect is staff. Everybody's hiring, everybody's looking for people. And that's an issue for our vendors, but it's also an issue for the volunteers.
Absolutely.
And the last couple of years, the whole volunteer situation has become more challenging. You know, people have gotten away from it, and so now we got to bring them back to volunteering. And as other events around the country have had those same kind of experiences, so it's always interesting because there's always new things happening.
Have you noticed anything that continues to challenge you aside from those elements, Arnie? There were simple things like supplies, even for food. You know, I see your utilities guys. It's not just about labor. It's sometimes about the lines and the generators and things like that. I mean, we are in a whole different world that you're trying to manage through.
Absolutely. Food is interesting because generally there's some donations of food to the show. And this year, that stuff is really precious and in short supply. So it's hard to go to people and ask to make donations to the show. Thank goodness many of them step up and still do it, but it's got to be a bigger pain in their wallet when they do that and under the current circumstances.
Right.
So, and of course, weather, you know, hopefully we'll have weather like we have today. Probably not quite in July, but weather's always an unknown for this show as well. But I think we'll have a great show here in Clark County this year.
Like you said, they know how to do it by their history, that's for sure. Now, let's talk about where we go from here, Arnie. You and I have had multiple conversations, as you have with your board. You mentioned this is the only show that's still traveling. A lot of conversations focus in on that. Just paint us a short-term picture on where we're going, Arnie, so that people know and understand this is a going concern.
Yes, so next year, in 2023, we're going to go to Baraboo for the show at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Ground site. We have a beautiful facility there, you know, roughly 300 acres. They've been building that up over decades.
Yeah.
Beautiful site. And the interesting location, too. And, you know, we're only a few miles from the Dells. Baraboo itself has many attractions. So we're going to be experimenting with a fixed site in Baraboo, a non-farm site. We have a lot to offer there as well, though, in terms of the community. We're hoping that more families will make it a family event, come down for a couple days. One of the challenges with the show, frankly, is it's too big for people to see the whole show in one day. And that's been an ongoing concern of our exhibitors, is people get out of their car on one side of the grounds, and by 2 o'clock on a July afternoon, they don't make it to the other side of the grounds. So we're really hoping that in Baraboo, we can have people come and stay in the area for a night and come back to the show for a second day. So we're hoping that we might be able to bend the curve a little bit in that case. The folks at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Grounds have been great to work with, as has the Baraboo community. So we're really looking forward to that show in 23. Then in 24, we're heading back up to the north into Chippewa County. And they're going to put on a great show for us up there as well. They're just getting started, looking for a farm, host farm, working on that. But they've got a great organization, and the economic development group is really behind that, Charlie Walker and his staff. So they'll have a great show up there as well in 24. We are doing some discussions around the state for 25, but we're taking applications. So please call if you're interested in the show in 25.
You know, you make an interesting point about the unique pool of people that are coming together anymore these days and recognizing this show. We saw some of it in Eau Claire County, where a lot of food-related companies recognized how important Farm Technology Days is. Now, again, as you point out, back to a traditional show. But tell me a little bit about how these conversations get started. All of a sudden, there's a rediscovery of agriculture, but from a different set of eyes.
So, it's a great question, because, and I think Chippewa County is going to be a great example of that, where the interest in the show really originated in economic development. And when you think about it, for us to have healthy agriculture in Wisconsin, we need other industry in our counties. If you want your kids to come back to the farm, their spouses have to have good job opportunities. So to have healthy agriculture, we need healthy industry in our communities. And so I think we're looking at doing more. And Eau Claire was an example where we had a lot of ag, but we had a lot of associated industries where we had Superior Fresh, we had orchards, and Silver Spring and Hunsinger Farms, the host, was an example of a farm that now is processing food. And, you know, historically, farmers have been price takers. You take what the market gives you. But there's opportunities for us to add value and to be more of a retail operation and get that margin that goes to the middle tier in the distribution channel. So I think there's more opportunity for our show going forward to feature local industry, ag and non-ag, but a lot of our industry in this state is tied back to agriculture. So so I think that's really a bright opportunity for us going forward. And I say we're looking at that in Baraboo as well, try to feature the local industry, talking to the nations. So I think there's some great opportunities there to feature what goes on surrounding agriculture in our communities around the state. And we have diverse agriculture in this state. We have some diverse industry as well. It's really a great opportunity.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.